Earlier this month, six white men and women were arrested in West Virginia. They're under investigation for allegedly kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and torturing Megan Williams, a 20-year-old African-American woman. Among the questions, how will this woman recover from the trauma that she suffered? To talk about strategies for healing, we've got Carolyn Moore. She's a licensed clinical psychologist and director of counseling at North Carolina Central University. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you.
So what is the emotional healing process going to look like for Ms. Williams? What kind of help will she need? What can she expect?
Well, this will be probably a very lengthy process for her. She will need to first decide that she wants to go through the process. And that's not easy, because really talking about what has happened to her will often bring back all the painful feelings of abuse and trauma that she endured. She needs a lot of emotional support. Initially, it could be crisis counseling, or later, individual or longer-term therapy. She may see a minister. She may seek a support group. But whichever, she needs to have people around her who can support her in her recovery from this extremely traumatic event.
Now, there's a question on the table. Ms. Williams' mother released her daughter's name to the public, even though in general sexual assault victims don't have that done. Is that healthy, you think, for Ms. Williams?
Well, what actually I think is that talking can be a very important part of a person's healing. However, when it comes to public acknowledgement, it really needs to be that person's decision. So much of power and control is taken away from a victim during a sexual or physical assault, and what they really need as part of the healing is to be empowered. And if they choose to tell, if they choose to release their information, it needs to be something that they have made a conscious decision about themselves.
Now, for Ms. Williams, could the addition of race and racism make this rape more traumatic?
Absolutely. I mean, rape and sexual assault are very traumatic events anyway. There are all kinds of difficulties, emotional, behavioral, cognitive, and all areas of life in relating to other people that can come from being traumatized sexually and physically. However, when you add on top of that an interracial incident, it really complicates it even more. As African-American women, you know, we have a common history of slavery in the United States, and part of that slavery did include rape by white slave owners and other white men systematically. And those kinds of events really affect the entire community, especially other African-American women.
Now, when you think about, you mentioned the legacy of slavery, mm-hmm. which is something that's been carried over generations. But what about today, when people who are readers, listeners, viewers of news hear about a case like that? Do they recall trauma in their own lives? Could they be traumatized simply by plugging into a story like this?
Absolutely. They can recall trauma that they've actually experienced, or there's a collective unconscious that we share, and therefore when you hear about something like this happening to an individual that you have something very much in common with, like race, especially if it's assumed to be a hate crime, then it makes you feel vulnerable, fearful, and can bring on symptoms of anxiety and depression.
Now, how do African-American women fare when it comes to reporting rape, getting counseling? What's the general prospect for an African-American woman versus someone from, you know, a white community?
Well, rape and sexual assault are underreported crimes regardless of race. Survivors think that they won't be believed, or that people will blame them. They may fear some kind of retribution from others, or may not want to burden other people with what's going on with them. And black women in particular seem to underreport because of the history of black people with mistreatment of the legal and criminal justice system. Oftentimes, black women feel that they're not going to be not going to fare well, and don't trust the legal system. And getting back to that whole history and legacy of slavery, black women were not considered women, and therefore men could do whatever they wanted, and therefore they did not, reporting wasn't even an option.
Think about your experiences as a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to tell a specific woman's story, but if someone walked into you and said, I've been raped, I've been brutalized, I don't want to tell anyone, what would you tell that woman?
Well, first, I would want them, the fact that they're in my office means that they are telling someone, they're telling me. And I would get them to tell me their story, and we would work on what their feelings were about what's going on with them. I would help to normalize those feelings, help them understand what others in their situations have gone through, and be an emotional support for them. If they say they're not interested in taking it any further than that, then I have to support that. I have to be there for them. I can tell them what other people have experienced in the process of going forth. But if they choose not to, I can't do anything about that. I will support them.
Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
You're quite welcome.
Carolyn Moore is a licensed clinical psychologist and director of counseling at North Carolina Central University.